Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
And in they come to 51551 on house prices. We'll get some of the to some of the texts in just a second. The latest CSO figures out today show house prices are rising nationally at an annual rate of almost 10%. The average house price in Dublin is now over 600k. Owen Burke Kennedy, economics correspondent with the Irish Times, has been writing about the new stats today and is with me. That's 12 times 600,000 euro, 12 times the average full-time salary, Owen. Is that right?
Yeah, fairly chunky numbers. Notionally, the average full-time salary is around 50k. I suppose the headline figures just reflect a huge affordability challenge facing buyers at the moment. Mm. So what we had today was... Sorry, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, so who's buying?
Well, that, you know, I mean, when we hear about the new supply figures coming out onto the market, about a third of them are being bought by the government for social housing and other schemes. Another third has been, up until recently, up until the interest rate hikes, been bought by the funds. So actually a small number of the new supply are actually coming out onto the market. And also then estate agents are talking about the lack of churn in the second-hand market.
So and for obvious reasons, I suppose. So if you're thinking of selling your own home and you're looking out at the market and a third is available to you based on what you're saying, and the prices in Dublin anyway are over 600,000 on average, you'd think again about selling your home, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, you may be tempted to sell at what looks like a very tasty point in the market cycle for sellers. But yeah, look, it's just a very difficult market. And what we had today was, you know, the latest residential property price index. And I suppose it's just to make clear for your listeners, that's collated by the CSO on the back of actual property sales. Mm. So if you like, it's the official gauge of what's going on. And as you said, it shows that the annualized rate of inflation is now hovering around 10%. And there's a number of reasons for that. And it's 10.4% in Dublin. So very difficult ladder to jump on board.
Really difficult, yeah. And you would sell, as you say, you would sell at those tasty prices if you have a place to go to or if you're sure you can get a place. And that's the problem that people thinking of selling their homes are at. The lowering of the interest rate zone, how is that impacting the market?
Yeah, well, I suppose we probably don't need anything to be fanning prices further at the moment. But unfortunately, we have a number of factors doing just that. And just what you mentioned, interest rates obviously are correlated to house prices. When interest rates go down, as they are now at ECB level, it just makes mortgages that bit more affordable. So it'll egg on prices to a certain extent. So you could say that the kind of interest rate cycle at the heart of the European economy is probably not suiting our property market at the moment. Mm-hmm. But there are another set of factors also pushing prices forward. And one obviously is supply. And that's been the kind of central problem in the Irish market above all else. And we have a predicted slowdown in supply this year. The house completions last year came in around 33,000. It's expected that they'll probably come in just a little bit less than that. Now, the upside is that housing output is expected to increase again in 2025 and 2026.
Okay,
and that's been signaled by a large...
If there's a slowdown and the average figure in Dublin is over 600,000, that is going to put the frighteners on an awful lot of people. We're not alone. The European Parliament voted today for a special committee on the housing crisis in the European Union, so we'll see what comes of that. Owen Burke Kennedy of the Irish Times, thank you very much indeed for that update. One of your texts, 51551 on this. I'm 33 years old. My fiance is 34. She's a primary school teacher and I work in the HSE and we're first time buyers. We were renting until May this year for 3 years. We moved home to our respective parents' homes as we couldn't save and rent at the same time. We each earn between us €120,000 per year. More than enough for a house, you think? Fat chance, says these listeners. Most homes are wildly overpriced and inflated due to a lack of supply or any of the very few affordable home schemes we don't qualify for as we earn too much. The current and soon-to-be government parties have failed an entire generation on housing, says this listener. There's a massive group of first-time buyers like us who fall in between not being wealthy enough or having parents wealthy enough and because we earn too much. It's a joke I don't see us ever affording a home in this country, says that listener to 51551.